If you're watching on YouTube, I look like this because I spent all of last night bawling my eyes out. And if you know me and you listen to this podcast, you know I don't like talking about crying. I just don't like crying in general. I don't like crying on social media. And I may cry in this episode when I talk about the shit that's going on in my life. We're going to get into it. For today's episode, we do have a lot to talk about. I'm gonna start with all of the fucking drama going on with Josh Richards, Nessa Barrett, Jaden Hossler, because I have some inside tea on that. I have the behind the scenes tea on that. So we're gonna talk about that situation. We gotta talk about Bad Baby. Fucking Bad Baby just making millions off OnlyFans. And then James Charles, and we're gonna talk about Nick to end it off, my situation that made me cry all of last night. And I'm gonna be totally open and honest with you guys. And yeah. I don't want to cry. I don't want to cry when I talk about it. So that's why I'm saving it for last. Because if I do cry, that's super embarrassing. Okay. So when we were in LA, Nessa and Josh weren't really talking. Like we asked if she could come on the podcast, and he was like, "Well, I haven't really talked to her in a few days." And we were like, "Oh, that's weird. Like I thought you were dating." But he didn't tell us anything deeper. He was just like, "Oh, I haven't talked to her in a few days." And that to me was weird because like, I never just go a couple days without talking to my boyfriend, you know? I don't think really anyone does that. So I was like, oh, maybe they're broken up. Maybe they're on a break, whatever. Like, obviously, they were on a break. And then, what day was it when the news broke? Was it Tuesday or Wednesday? It was the 31st, because we had a company-wide meeting at Barstool. And this is so funny. So we were in this meeting at work, and it's 3 hours long. There was like 500 people on Zoom. It was like a really important company-wide meeting at Barstool. And, it was very long and it was very boring, and we were sitting through it, and it was getting excruciating, and we were on like hour two, and I was sitting there trying not to fall asleep listening to this video because half of it like just didn't pertain to me. Like it was like gambling and sports betting and shit. I have nothing to do with that. And Rhea's like, "Dave's looking for you." And I'm like, "What?" And she said it like in a nervous way. I'm like, "Am I in trouble?" And then another girl that I work with, Trista, was like, "Dave's looking for you. Like go find Dave." I'm like, "All right, what the fuck? Am I gonna get in trouble? Like, what did I do? Did I post something bad? Did I fucking ruin BFFs? What did I do wrong?" And then I go to his office and I'm like, "Hey, you were looking for me?" And he goes, "What the fuck? What the fuck is going on with Josh? Did you see this video?" Like, I know you guys probably don't think it, but Dave is so invested in this shit, and like, he actually really cares about Josh. And he was so concerned. I had already seen this video, like, 3 hours before. I think he had just got hold of it, and I wasn't gonna go show him it because we were in the middle of the meeting. And like, obviously, he can take me out of the meeting, but I can't take him out of the meeting. So I was just gonna wait until after the meeting. And he calls me into his office, and he's like freaking out. He's like, "What do I do? Do I call Josh? What do I do?" I'm like, "Yeah, you gotta call Josh." And he was like texting with him or whatever, and then he called him, and it was like really like we didn't know what was gonna happen. We didn't know if Josh believed it, if he was upset, if it was like a publicity stunt. We didn't know what was going to happen. And it turns out like Josh was actually really concerned, and he didn't know if it was true. He hadn't talked to Ness in a while, and blah 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 blah. If you guys, sorry, I probably should have explained what happened. I just assumed that everyone knew. So Mads Lewis, who was dating Jaden Hossler, they had broken up, and Mads Lewis posted a video saying that Nessa Barrett, who is Josh's girlfriend, ruined her relationship with Jaden Hossler, that she took her man's away. So you're Josh. Your girlfriend is being accused of cheating on you with your best friend, Jaden Hossler. So that's where we're at. So me and Dave are like, what the fuck do we do? We already talked about Mads Lewis unfollowing Nessa when we recorded BFFs this week, but we didn't have any of this insight. Like, we didn't know about it. So we were like, we have to do an emergency recording of BFFs. Like, we need to get Josh's take on this. But we didn't know what like state of mind he was in, if he was like really upset, or if what was going on. So we were really nervous. And then we did this like emergency press conference. It was like breaking news because this shit was insane. Like, his girlfriend is being accused of cheating on him with his best friend. That's fucking wild, okay? That is fucking wild. And I know a lot of people like didn't believe it, or there were like Mads fans who were like, this is so true, like Nessa would 100% do that. Okay. Here is my take on it. And I don't think it's going to be a take you guys are going to like, but I'm just going to be honest. This is what I think. I don't think that someone could genuinely make up that much of a bizarre claim and tell it to the world with millions of followers without there being some truth to it. Without there being some fucking truth to it. And I understand we could look at it in the way that she just got broken up with. She wants revenge. She's so fucking mad. She's a crazy ex, or like, he really fucked her over and now she wants to fuck him over. You could definitely look at it that way. Like, that could be the truth. She could just be out of her fucking mind and making shit up. But to make that big of a claim and to stand behind it, because she is still standing behind it, there has to be an ounce of truth to it. Even if it was like she was uncomfortable with them two being together alone, or if like they were extra flirty, Like, I think a girl always know the girl in a relationship always knows. Why does that sound wrong? That sounds like wrong English. Always knows. A girl in a relationship will always know when another girl is a threat. Like, even if you don't say it out loud, you know in your head if your man is looking at her a little funny. If he's like talking to her a little bit too much, laughing at all of her jokes, like, when another female is a threat in your relationship. And I think Mads Lewis, of course, got a little hint of something. Maybe she saw them like talking. Maybe she saw them looking at each other a weird way. And she was like, this bitch is a threat. And that doesn't mean that Nessa and Jaden did anything necessarily. Maybe they were just making her uncomfortable and that kind of ruined the relationship. Like, I don't personally think Nessa would ever do that to Josh or just to like anyone in general, but I don't know her as a person. Like, I see her personality on TikTok and I see her on the podcast and see her music, but I don't know her personally. And like I tell you guys all the time, people are totally different than what they are on social media, right? So we don't know what goes on behind closed doors. And especially with these TikTokers, like, they never even want to admit if they're dating, if they're boyfriend and girlfriends. Like, half of them are fake friends. They have just met like a year ago. None of them really know each other. All they do is work all day and make videos. Like, it's a bunch of fake relationships. So you don't know. Like, you want to say Nessa would never do that. She's a great girl. She's so sweet. But you don't fucking know Nessa. Josh knows Nessa. So it's like we can only listen to these people stating things. Like, these are the people that know her personally and know her inside and out. Like, they see her when the cameras are off. They talk to her. They know what she says when she's not recording. So I think it's kind of just like stupid for us to sit here and wonder and think. It's like we're never gonna know. These people know the truth. They know what goes on behind closed doors. And I think even if Josh were to ever find out that maybe Nessa did do something, which again, I don't really think she did, but you never fucking know. Like, you never fucking know. That's like my point to this. You don't know these people. You don't know these kids. But even if she were to do something and Josh were to find out, I don't think he would ever state it because he fucking loves her. Like, the way that he was talking about her on like the emergency recording of BFFs, I was like, oh my God, I wish my boyfriend talked about me like this. This is so fucking cute. Like, he's so in love with her and infatuated by her. And even if she did do something that horrible, I think one, she's in an awful place in her own self, like in her own mind. And I'm not just speculating that she says that. Josh had said that. Like, she's in a really bad place. So if she were to do something stupid like that, I don't think it comes from her necessarily. Like, when I'm fucking depressed and I'm on one and I'm just like, fuck the world, I don't care, I will do and say whatever the fuck I want. Like, you don't have the regard for others' feelings. You're kind of just thinking about how shitty your life is and how shitty you feel. So you're like, why should I care about other people type of mentality. So there's so many different ways you could look at it. And the drama is just getting out of hand. Like, Mads Lewis is being fucking crazy. She's being fucking crazy. Like, I always want to like be on the girl's side. She's being fucking crazy. Okay? She's like tweeting lyrics from Jaden's songs. And then she posted a screenshot of her listening to Jaden's unreleased music. And like after, and she tweets a bunch of crazy shit. And after she does all this, I think she realizes it's crazy. Like, 5 minutes later, she deletes it. This is what sucks, like, and what we forget. These people are so fucking young. And this might be like Mads Lewis' first breakup, like first real relationship ruined, and she has to go through it all publicly. Like, think about it. When you're, how old is Mads Lewis? Let me look it up. Because like when I was in high school, I didn't ever really have a boyfriend in high school or a breakup in high school. But if I were to, Or like all my friends, when they broke up with their boyfriends and shit, like they would subtweet and they would like tweet about other girls in the high school that are like flirting with their girlfriends. So like this is like her doing that in real time, but she just has millions of people watching her. How fucking old is she? That's always how old you are. She looks 16. Okay, she's 18. She's 18. So you have to remember and take that into consideration. This motherfucker is a kid. She's 18. This could be one of her first breakups. She's doing it public. Her boyfriend is super fucking famous. The accused cheater is fucking famous. Like, they're all famous and everything is public. Of course, you're gonna tweet. Of course, you're gonna be mad because you want your fans to like attack the other person and you want your fans to be on your side. You wanna play the victim. Like, she's playing the victim. I don't know if she is the victim. We're never gonna know if she is the victim, but she's playing it. And I don't know if it's working. I think everyone is against her and everyone hates her and everyone's like, you're fucking crazy. I am on the fence. I'm like, to act that crazy, something has to make you that crazy, right? Like when guys call us crazy or if we do shit when boys do something towards us, it's never like we're just crazy for no fucking reason. It's like you drive us to become this crazy. You make us this fucking crazy. So even if Nessa had nothing to do with it, I think Jaden maybe saying some fuck shit to her behind closed doors, or you know, the breakup might have been really messy, and maybe he did cheat with someone else. Like, she's not just being crazy for no reason, you know? And I hate when it always gets pinned on like she's the crazy fucking ex-girlfriend. Yeah, maybe she's a little fucking crazy, but maybe there was something that happened that made her a little bit fucking crazy, you know? You gotta put yourself in people's shoes. Like, if you were in a huge public breakup, like, you're gonna wanna say stuff and you're gonna want people to believe you and be on your side because if not, then other people get ahead of it and then you're the bad guy, you know? So, it's all bullshit, anyways. Like, the fact that we're all so invested in this TikTok shit, in this TikTok drama, is kind of fucking wild. Like, there's so many people, so many videos about this breakup, so many comments, so many posts, so many people like attacking one another over this breakup. It's crazy. The world that we live in is fucking crazy. So fucking crazy. And there's actually one other thing I want to touch on that people are getting mad about on TikTok. Not really towards me, kind of towards me, but mostly towards Dave and Josh because I don't really say much. But in the last episode of BFFs, it was brought up that Addison Rae is like getting a lot of backlash for going on Jimmy Fallon and not crediting the original dance makers of like the dances that she did on Jimmy Fallon. And Josh and Dave and myself were just like, that's fucking crazy. Like, what world do we live in? What world have we come from? And I understand why people are upset about that, because I understand you make the dance, you want the credit, like that was your dance. You made it. Someone should credit you. And I understand them not crediting you on TikTok and people throwing a fit and getting upset because that's the platform it was created on. And that is like TikTok culture. It's like you're supposed to dance credit. I can't even believe I'm fucking talking about this. It's sickening. But that's like the culture on TikTok, right? She's going on the Jimmy Fallon show. Okay, this is not TikTok. What do you want Jimmy Fallon to do? Hold up a sign of like the original creator of the dance? She's not there because of this one particular dance she did, you know? She's there because she's fucking hot. Let's just be honest. She has pretty privilege. That's why she's famous. She's there for that reason. People are there to see her do the dance. No one is even thinking about where this dance comes from. That's like, it's like saying, and like, I get both sides, but like, you need to understand how like ridiculousness, Jesus Christ, ridiculous it is to believe that like this huge production and Jimmy Fallon is going to credit a dance creator. Like, yeah, maybe he should, but to even think that he would is kind of fucking crazy. Like, that is TikTok culture. That is not real world culture. Like, people's ideas get stolen daily. Brands rip off brands every fucking day. Like, it's a dirty dog world. And Addison Rae is the one that got famous for the dances. You know, it's like she's the one doing it. Do you know how many famous people write, like, you know how many famous people have songs and music and they didn't even put an ounce into that? They didn't write the songs, they didn't create the beats, they didn't play the instruments for it. Half of the time, it's not even their voice. Do you see them going up and singing their songs and then crediting every single person that created that song? No. No, it's like bizarre to think that people are going to get credit every which way. And I understand that maybe they should, and that might be the right thing to do, but we're never going to live in a world where everyone thinks like that, you know? And you have to look at it like when Lady Gaga goes on stage and does a huge number and a huge performance, she doesn't say thank you and credit to my choreographer, whatever the name is, for making this whole dance. You know, she takes credit for it because she's the one performing it. Addison Rae, sadly, was the one fucking performing it. So the other people that made the dance, sadly, didn't get credit for it. And there's a lot of people like bringing race into it because a lot of the original dance creators were black. And I get it. Like, that's very oppressing for a bunch of black creators to make these dances and then a white bitch gets to go on Jimmy Fallon and dance them. I understand that part. And I understand the anger where that comes from. And I actually do understand bringing race into it because it's like these, I think, I don't know his name. Fuck. It's a black boy. He made one of the dances that Addison Rae did and he didn't get any credit for it. And I understand why his community is mad or him himself is mad. I don't know if he came out and said anything, but there's a lot of like white people that make the dances too and do it. And I don't think it is necessarily a race thing. I think it's they just don't want to give credit. You know, like I think it's like I'm famous for doing this dance. Why would I go on Jimmy Fallon and say, and by the way, this person created the dance? You know, I don't know. Those are just my thoughts on it. I think it's kind of bizarre that people find a way to get mad at every little thing that people speak on, like Dave speaking on that. People are pissed at him for saying that. Dave doesn't know TikTok culture. He doesn't know that you're supposed to credit people doing dances. And I think that's why people on TikTok are so infuriating to me and the cancel culture is crazy because this whole cancel culture and the sensitivity on TikTok is only on TikTok. That is TikTok culture. So when you bring it outside of TikTok and you hear other people talking and you get upset with people saying other things, you have to remember they're not in the TikTok world. They don't have this culture of, you know, being upset about everything and everything being morally correct. Like, we live in a crazy world and people are not always gonna make you happy. And I think it's crazy to live a life thinking that everyone's going to please you and that everything should be perfect. You're going to get nowhere in life if you're just upset over everything. Like, yes, a lot of things that happen to me in my life upset me. Like, there are so many things right now that like I'm getting unfairly treated in so many situations and I'm not sitting there crying about like I'm gonna do something about it. You know, like I'm not just like leaving comments and like picking on people. I'm like, okay, you're gonna treat me like that. Well, then I'm gonna step on you and I'm gonna do what I have to do to get past you and get past a shitty person. You know, it's like you can't make everyone happy. No one's ever going to please everyone, and nobody on TikTok understands that, which is just bizarre to me. Okay, before we start talking about James Charles, because that shit stresses me out to another fucking extent, let's talk about something that helps us a little bit and that makes us feel a little bit relaxed, and that's A88 CBD. This has seriously been one of the only things that has helped me feel more like myself in the past couple of months. Like, I've been searching, I've been smoking weed, I've been like fucking going on runs and shit, and nothing relaxes me like A88 CBD does. And what it is basically just it's hemp derived CBD products, and it's like high quality. They have bath bombs, which is just so cool to say that I'm taking a CBD bath. Like, that's kind of fire. They have creams, they have gummies. The gummies are what I've been using and what I've been just like, I've been eating those bitches up. I really have. And if you have like random pains in your back or your fucking knees or something, this shit helps. If you are just like to another extent of stressed and you just can never relax, like you can never just sit down and feel relaxed, A88 CBD is there for you and it helps so much. I've been using it for a few months and I've only tried the gummies, but Rhea and Kelly from Barstool, if you guys don't know them, they use the bath bombs and they talk so much good shit about that. And they like, they do the bath bomb, they get a little rosé and they get feeling good in a little bathtub. And they'd say that it's like the most relaxing thing ever. My bathtub in New York City is fucking disgusting. So even if I did get the bath bombs, I couldn't try them. But I'm sure you guys all have way better living conditions than me. And I would highly recommend the bath bomb to you guys. But if you have a gross bathtub like me, I would also recommend the gummies. And seriously, if you're just like, not feeling like yourself lately and you're just like always on edge and you're never relaxed, you need to try this shit. And if you've tried, if you've like exasperated all other extents and you've tried everything else like me, like I've been going on runs, I've been smoking pounds of weed, I've been like trying to do meditation, nothing helps me feel relaxed besides A88 CBD. And I mean that, and I genuinely fucking trust this shit. So if you guys want 25% off of your order from A88 CBD, you can go to a88cbd.com and use code UNCUT for 25% off of your entire order. Okay, so when you go to checkout at a88cbd.com, use code UNCUT for 25% off of your whole entire order. That's a fucking steal. The shit isn't even that expensive to begin with. So if you're like me and you're always on edge and you just need a little bit of that relaxation, definitely go check out A88 CBD. Okay, let's talk about fucking James Charles. Okay, next up, we have the James Charles situation. Holy fucking shit. This man's, if he comes back after this, I will genuinely be so fucking upset. Like, how many accusations has he had against him? How is it fair that he can just make an apology video and think that this shit is gonna go away? So if anyone is not caught up to speed, James Charles has been accused of texting minors and dating minors and just like being a groomer and a pedophile, basically. These are the words that are thrown at him every day, and for good reason. I would understand maybe defending him if this is once and it was a mistake and the kid lied about his age, you know? Like, and maybe James was just actually in a fucked up situation. But this has happened multiple times. There are so many accusations against him, like dating years back. Like, this has been a thing. And then you look at it, and all he does is hang out with super young fucking kids. Like, Charlie is his best friend, which is just creepy. She's 16 years old. What is James Charles, 21 or 22? I couldn't imagine myself hanging out with a 16-year-old every day. Kind of fucking weird, right? Like, when you look at it that way, kind of fucking weird, right? And he made his like big apology video, which he made over $14,000 off of. Pretty fucked up that he monetized his fucking apology video. Disgusting, actually. And he basically just gets up there and says a lot of it was a misunderstanding and that he's just desperate and he really wanted love. Those are his real words. He said, "I'm desperate," which is just like pathetic. Do you want a pity party? Why would you get up somewhere and say that you're desperate? Like, everything he said made it seem like he wanted sympathy. He wanted people to feel bad for him. It's like, no, own up to your mistakes. Also, this shouldn't be an apology video. This should be in a courtroom. You know, like, this is creepy. Like, this isn't something that you can get up and apologize for on social media. This is something that like you need to get the police involved in. Like, this isn't just a I'm sorry and then it goes away. Like, you are grooming children. And it's crazy. Like, even with the David Dobrik thing and the Dirty Dom situation, like, this isn't something that you get up and make a YouTube video about. Like, this is lawyers. This is jail time. This is real life. This is a situation that has affected someone else's life. This isn't you just like slipping up and saying something bad in a video. You know, this is you being detrimental in the world. Like, this is something that you should get police involved in. This isn't a YouTube video. And that's what blows my fucking mind. That he even. Apology videos blow my fucking mind, especially when they're to this caliber. Like, I understand saying sorry for. Let me think of an apology video. I can't think of an apology video that I've been like accepting towards. Like, Shane Dawson, I used to fucking love him. Like, really love him. Like, I was his biggest fan, and I never wanted to believe anything that was said bad about him because I didn't start watching him until he started doing like those documentary series and like helping people. So I didn't know like the weird Shane that did like blackface and said horrible racist jokes and like fucked his cat Shane. I didn't know that Shane. And then when all those things came out, I was like, no way he did this. No way. People are just looking for something. There, people are just looking for someone to cancel. Totally wrong. And I was totally wrong for even thinking like that. His apology video was weird too. You just need to leave the internet. Like, do people want apology videos, or do you just want people to leave the face of social media? Like, with Shane Dawson, he made his apology video. He never showed his face again. With James Charles, he made this apology video. I think he's going to continue to show his face and think that he's still like the Kris Jenner of fucking social media. But personally, if someone were to do something so horrible, like be a fucking pedophile or, you know, be a racist weirdo like Shane Dawson, I don't even want to sit there and listen to your apology. Because it's like you're only apologizing to try to save your career. You don't actually care about the things that you did or said because you would have made an apology directly after they happened or after the first accusations, or you would have never done them in the first place if you cared, you know? And it's like these apology videos come so far after all the incidents already happened. So you know it's not genuine. Like with the David Dobrik shit, and with his second apology video, when I recorded lastly about David Dobrik, only his first video was out. So I was like giving him time to post a new video. I think I was in denial that he's a shitty person, and he knew about it years back. Like the video had been deleted years back, and people had contacted him years back. I didn't know that. That's disgusting that he hid it. You try to cover it up. And you just move on and continue making videos. And I think that's what all these creators did. Like James Charles, he continued to make videos after all of these accusations. He continued to hang out with little kids. He continued to fucking put content out without ever addressing these things. And same with like Shane Dawson and David Dobrik and James Charles. Like they just continued on with their careers as if none of that shit mattered. And that's when it hits me. And I'm like, well, then I don't care about your apology because you don't care about this apology. You tried to hide it and then it all caught up to you. So now you're making an apology video? Why would I even want to hear you out? You know what I mean? Like, why would I even want to sit there and listen to your apology video when it took you years to months with Shane Dawson fucking 10 years? Like, it takes you that long to sit down and have a conversation? You're trying to save your ass. And James Charles monetizing his video, like he made like fucking $13,000 off of that. What the fuck is wrong with you? People are gonna hate you even more. Like the fact that he thought that he could even do that and get away with that, fucking bizarre. I couldn't even sit through his whole apology video because I was like, why am I even listening to this? Why do I even care? Why do I even care what you're saying? Because you don't even care what you're saying. You're saying it to save your ass, and clearly you don't care because you monetize your video and you're making money off of it. Weird, pathetic. Desperate. Yes, he was very right. Desperate. All of them were desperate. David Dobrik is desperate for his sponsors to come back, so he made that video. James Charles is desperate to have his career saved, so he made that video. Same with Shane Dawson. Same with probably every single person that made an apology video. I think genuinely, like if I were to ever fuck up and do something, like so in my eyes, and I don't know if this is a good way to think, but it has gotten me far in life. And no one has ever walked all over me. If someone disrespects you, you can disrespect them. And honestly, I will always live by that. And I know people are going to be like, no, you can't fight fire with fire. You know, be the bigger person. Why? Why should I have to be the bigger person and let someone treat me like shit when I could destroy them? You know? And I'm even acknowledging like that is a crazy way to think. But I could never let someone disrespect me and be an asshole to me and walk all over me and just take it and be like, I'm the bigger person. No, it's not. You're the smaller person. You're on the bottom of their shoe and you're squished. Like, stand up for yourself. That's more of what I'm trying to say. Like, stand up for yourself. Don't ever let anyone, I don't know, walk all over you and shit. But like, if I were to ever do something horrible or say something horrible, God forbid, I don't know. Like, if I was drunk and I, what would warrant an apology? Like, I'm trying to think. If I did something bad, like what my apology video would be for. I don't know what my apology. Okay, let's say in a theoretical world, I. Oh my God. I watched the movie Bad Trip with Eric Andre when they beat up the blind guy. Okay. So this is a movie and it's a fake movie. They don't actually beat up a blind guy. What if I was drunk and I beat up a blind guy? I don't know where this is going. And I had to make an apology video for beating up a blind guy. I would make the apology video before anybody even knew that I beat up the blind guy because I would be so guilty. If like I was blacked out and I just beat up a blind guy, I would be like, oh my God, I need to find this blind man and I need to apologize to him and his family. Like when you do something horrible, you should want to apologize immediately. Like you should have empathy for what you've done and you should like immediately hop on and be like, what the fuck? Why did I do that? And when you look at James Charles and David Dobrik and anyone that's being recently canceled, They don't have remorse for the things that they do, and they wait until it catches up to them and until they have to say sorry, until the media and their fans and just outraged people are forcing them to say sorry. That's when they say sorry. And that's wrong. And I'm never going to beat up a blind guy. But if I were to, and I was drunk, maybe I thought it was my ex and I beat him up and I was like, oh my God, you're a blind guy. You're not my ex. I'm so sorry. I would apologize immediately and I would buy him, I would pay him and his family off. I wouldn't pay them off to be quiet. Oh my God, Brianna, shut up. I would give them, I would donate to a blind foundation or something. Like, I could never live with myself. I don't know why I use that as an example. Holy shit. Like, I'm just thinking about the movie that I watched last night and it was really fucking funny. It was a fake blind guy. If you guys haven't watched Bad Trip on Netflix yet, it's insane. It's like a movie, but it's a real life prank movie. Like, it's kind of like Jackass. Like, Eric Noah. Is that his name? Eric Andre. I keep getting him and Trevor Noah mixed up, the names, because they're both like comedians. And Eric Andre does like a bunch of skits, but it's on real people. And it's like he has a storyline and they go with it and they use the reactions of all the people that they're pranking. And they do crazy shit. Like they beat up a blind guy. They have someone break out of jail and like go up to an innocent bystander. They have like Tiffany Haddish hang someone off of a roof and see what people below do. Like it's insane. And you can get away with anything. Like, I want to make one of those movies because you can just get away with doing or saying anything because you're like, hey, it's for a movie. Like, I'm just filming a movie. This is all fake. Pretty fucking wild. Okay, so that's James Charles. And I'm have nothing against black people. Oh my God. Jesus Christ, Brianna. I can't believe I personally just made up an own scenario about myself beating up a blind man. I just couldn't think of any other reason to get canceled because I'm not a pedophile. I'm not racist and I'm not homophobic. And I feel like those are the three things that you get canceled for. So I thought, why not get canceled for beating up a blind guy? I don't fucking know. On to the next topic. So we talked about James Charles. Now let's talk about Bad Baby for literally 1 second because there's not really much to say. It's just insane. And then we'll talk about Nick and then I'll let you guys go. Okay. Bad Baby. The baddest of all the babies, Cash Me Outside Girl. Also, don't call her Cash Me Outside Girl because Barstool like referred to her as Cash Me Outside Girl, which she was. That's what she's famous for. And now she's mad. Like, she doesn't want to be addressed as that. She doesn't like that. So, just a fair warning, if you ever meet her, if you're ever gonna tweet about her, comment on her shit, don't refer to her as Cash Me Outside Girl. She's Bad Baby. So, Bad Baby started in OnlyFans within 6 hours, made $1 million. I think she's already up to like crazy, like 6 million. Like fucking insane. I don't know what her OnlyFans is. I never want to get involved with buying anyone's OnlyFans again because it never ends well for Brianna. When I bought Trisha's OnlyFans, that was a shit show. So, I don't know if she just turned 18. Like, the second she turned 18, she made an OnlyFans, which is like power move. I want to make an OnlyFans so bad, but I'm too insecure in my body. And I don't want like people I know to see it. Like, the thought of it is kind of creepy. It's like you could be going out to get coffee, and then like someone sitting there has your OnlyFans, and it's like, oh, you've seen my asshole. That's crazy. I don't know if I'd put my asshole on OnlyFans, actually. And I don't think Bad Baby would either. Like, I think she's probably just doing what all famous people do when they get OnlyFans. It's like a little skimpy. They have like lingerie on, but they're not really showing, And if she were to, which I would suggest, like she should have her regular OnlyFans where people buy and it's just like her in a bra and underwear, or maybe like, I don't know, a little titty pic or something like that. Like she should have that for a lower price and then have like an insane price and it's like insane shit. Like she's naked. Do you know how much money she would make? And I think about it all the time. I'm like, I want to do that so bad. And I hate, the only reason I don't and that I don't want to is the judgment. And I hate that. Like, I don't think about that for anything else. I'm like, I don't care what you think about me. I don't care. But it's like something about the way that people view girls that do OnlyFans, or something about the, even maybe myself. Like, maybe I'm just fucking an asshole and I think it's crazy, because clearly maybe I'm self-projecting, but I want to do it, so I don't know. Like, I just think about like my dad finding out. Oh my God, I think that's the main factor. Like, I don't really care about people who don't know me, but like my family, You can't explain that to my family. Because my family doesn't get it. They don't even understand what TikTok is. So it's like, if I could do it in some world where my family would never find out, I would have already started one, you know? Because fucking shit, she made $1 million in 6 hours. That is so bizarre to me. $1 million in 6 hours. Bad Baby is richer than all of us now for probably just posting pictures in lingerie, which, like, basically we do that on Instagram. We post bikini pics. Why are we giving those up for free? You know what? Why are we doing those for free? Like, I could even start an OnlyFans and just post bikini pics, right? That's a scam, though. Don't people get mad at that? Don't sex workers get really mad when, like, Bella Thorne did all that shit? And I bet they're mad at Bad Baby. I need to do some research and find out what kind of pictures she posted, but I don't even know if I can find that out because it's like copywriting or pirating if you tell what's on OnlyFans. But that's the Danielle situation. Danielle Bregoli? Bregoli? That's her real name, Bad Baby's name. I used to fuck with her so hard in her music, and now Gucci Flip Flops is like big on TikTok, and I'm like, bitch, this was my shit like freshman year of college or sophomore year of college. Like, I used to bump that in the car on spring break. Gucci Flip Flop, fucking hit your bitch in the sock. That song is banger. Okay, this is the moment I've been dreading. This is the moment I've really been dreading to talk about the Nick situation because it's so new. Okay, so last night I kind of made the decision to end things and keep listening because we're still together. But I did make the decision to end things and it was really hard. And I made that decision because the fucking toll that a long distance relationship is putting on my mental health, or just taking on my mental health and the anxiety that it's giving me on a daily basis, I feel like it's more detrimental than being together. And I think I started to resent him for not being with me in person, like, you know, not moving to New York with me. And I just started to like hate him for not being physically with me anymore and for working on himself. And I ended it because of that, because I couldn't handle long distance anymore. I couldn't handle worrying, well, what is he doing? Where is he? What if he's out and he finds someone new because I'm all the way in fucking New York? And what if I'm out and I find someone new because he's all the way in Ohio? It was like me just playing a bunch of scenarios over and over in my head. And like it would keep me up at night. Like I don't sleep. Because I would just think about Nick and I would think about our relationship and I'd be like, what am I fucking doing? Why am I in this relationship? I'm 21 years old and I'm holding myself back from so much shit because of it. So I ended things with him last night and then we FaceTimed each other. It was horribly sad. Like we were bawling, like we were both bawling our eyes out on FaceTime. And once we stopped like crying because like we like couldn't talk. We're best friends and we've been together for 2.5 years and we never in a million years thought it would ever end. And we finished crying and we kind of started to talk about it and talk it out. And I came to the conclusion myself that I need to stop thinking that everything's about me. You know, like I'm like mad at him for not following me. I was mad at him for not coming to New York. This man is his own person, and I preach all the time that, especially in relationships, you need to be your own person, you need to have your own things. So, why am I not taking my own advice? You know, like, why am I mad at him for being his own person? And why do I hate him for that when I should probably be applauding him? It's not like he's doing anything towards me. He's just working on himself and he's doing what he thinks is right for his life right now. He's in Ohio and he's getting his job there because that's where he is and that is what is comfortable for him. I'm a different human being. Like I'm different. I could switch up my whole life and move to New York City, start a new job where I knew no one. That is okay to me because I can challenge myself and I like new things, but he's different. Like he's not the same person as me. And in relationships, I think it's really hard to take a step back and realize you are two different people. You know, like as much as you think you're morphing into the same person and you're together all the time, you are two different human beings. And it is okay to want to do different things. And I wasn't understanding that. I was just resenting him for not being with me, and I was resenting him for getting a job in Ohio. So I wanted to end things, and I did end things. And then as we're talking, and I'm visibly seeing how upset he is, I'm like, what am I mad for? Why am I ending a relationship with someone that I'm still in love with and someone that is still in love with me? Like, the only reason I wanted to end it was because of long distance. And I know it's like the right person, wrong time. As corny as that sounds, it's very fucking true. Right person, wrong time. But I do not want to risk losing him because it's bad timing and because I'm too stuck up in my own world to understand what he's doing and what he's going through, you know? Like, I needed to take a step back and be like, not everything is about you, Brianna. You know, this person is also struggling. This person is also in the same relationship that you are. And it's not all about your feelings. It's not all about you. And I'm very bad at that because I like to be in control. I like to be the alpha. I like everything. I like to have power over everything. And I'm like a Gemini, and I am very manipulative, and I can get in people's heads. And I would do that to him, and I would like kind of force him into wanting to move here. And you know, it was just wrong. It was wrong of me to do. And I thank fucking God that I realized that, but it took a fucking 10 minutes of us being broken up to do that, you know? And then we came to the conclusion that it's worse to lose each other while we still love each other over distance than to break up, still be in love with each other, and then never find happiness again. You know? Like, it would make sense to break up if we had lost feelings for each other, or if we, you know, had found someone else, or we're moving on, or we want bigger and better things, but we don't want that. Like, we want each other still. That's why it's like, fuck. This sucks so bad, and it is one of the worst positions that I've ever been in because the long distance is brutal. It hurts so fucking bad that you want to end it. Like, it makes you want to end the relationship, but you're still so in love with that person. It's like, how do you figure out what to even do? How do you know what to do? You don't. And I think time will tell, and we're giving it one last hard shot. We're putting in more effort. We're going to try to see each other more. And it's like one last try, one last shot at this, because the fighting, the distance, the anxiety, the fucking just all the bullshit that comes with a long distance relationship is not worth it. If we, how do I put this? It's not worth it if we are hating each other over it, you know, if like we're resenting each other over it. So we came to the conclusion that we're taking like a week off of constantly talking, you know, kind of like Nessa and Josh, you know? We're just taking a week off of constantly texting each other and FaceTiming and, you know, because it just causes a lot of fights. For some reason, I don't know, distance sucks. I'm really bad at texting. He gets mad at that. So I need to work on that. And we're just gonna chill out for a week, let each other kind of think over things and how we can be better in the relationship. We're gonna give it one last shot and see if we can fucking do it and make it work. And if not, it's gonna be a brutal, brutal breakup for me. Like last night when, like, we broke up for, I don't even know if we broke up. Like, I broke up with him for like 10 minutes, and then I couldn't breathe from crying so hard and thinking about him never being my life again that I was like, never mind. And he was like, okay. And I was like, never mind. I don't want to break up. And see, that's what scares me, though. It's like maybe in the back of my head, I want to do it because I know it's hurting so bad. But I don't think that's the case because I don't think you should just give up. Especially if you love someone so much and you both want to fight and you both want to make it work. It's not fair to give up. And I think it's stupid to give up. So we're not going to give up. And we're gonna give it one last shot. And if we still continue to fight, and if it's just too much on each other, we love each other both so much that it would only be fair to the both of us to end things, you know? And I think that's a really hard thing to break up when you still have so much love for someone. Like every other breakup that I've had, it's been like, I hate you. I'm good on that, brother. But this one is like, I still fucking love you, and I'm still gonna think about you if we break up. And I think that's way worse. Like, I'd rather him fucking cheat on me and do something horrible so that I could hate him and not want to be with him. But, like, he would never do that. And I'm like, ah, can you just be shitty so that maybe I can end things on like a better note? You know, like sometimes I want to end things just for my own mental health sake, and I know that it's hurting both of us. And I know it's maybe selfish to even stay together. Like, it's probably selfish of us to stay together because we're hurting each other so much, but I don't give a fuck. I love that man, and I'm going to try to make it work as hard as I can. But sometimes I'm like, just cheat on me. Just fucking cheat on me, please. So I don't have to be the bad guy here. I want you to be the bad guy, and I want to hate you so that I don't have to cry about you not being here. You know? Long distance sucks, and I just wanted to fill you guys in because I posted a TikTok yesterday saying I hate all men, and I do. I mean, I still hate all men. I always will hate all men. That doesn't mean me and Nick broke up. That had nothing to do with Nick, actually. I just like saw a bunch of gross videos on my For You page of like gross men doing gross jokes about women, and I was like, yeah, I just hate all men. And that stands. That still stands. I hate all men. Just because Nick is my man doesn't mean I hate all men, you know? I hate all men. But yeah, this episode was way longer than I thought it was gonna be. I thought it was gonna be short because I thought I was gonna like clam up and get anxious about things.